Time to welcome back to the studio State Senator Franklin Foyle. Senator Foyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me this morning.
No, glad to have you on here. You've been busy. You've been very busy. Not just with committee assignments, but your stack of bills. Let's see. Sent to governor, signed by governor, signed by governor, signed by governor, adopted in Senate concurrence, signed by governor, signed by governor, signed by governor, sent to governor, sent to... You've got a bunch of stuff crossing the finish line here. It's been a busy session.
It has been. You know, we've had three sessions now because we had two special sessions right after getting sworn in, and then we've been here in the regular session. And, you know, it's not a fiscal session. It's a general session, so you can bring everything. And I just get a lot of requests from different constituents and people that I work with to bring legislation. It's necessary. So I have been busy, and then I've also been, you know, chairing the Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee, which keeps me busy with capital outlay and tax policies and so forth. So it's been busy.
How busy is capital outlay right now?
Oh, it's taken a lot of my time. There are needs all across the state for roads and bridges and buildings. And, you know, you try to be fair about it to make sure you're distributing resources across the state equitably, because everywhere around the state we have needs. Mm-hmm. I will say one thing this year that I'm excited about. It hasn't happened yet, but there's momentum. We have in our budget stabilization fund, another deposit of $700 million, which would get it up to $3 billion. We don't believe we need $3 billion just sitting in the bank.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's an important thing to remember, because from time to time that gets tapped into, or has been in the past, I should say.
It has.
It's on the rebuilding side.
And we also have the rainy day fund as well. But what I'm excited about at this point, we feel like we have over $2 billion in one and about $1.5 in the other. We're going to take this $700 million, at least there's a proposal, and spend that strictly on one-time funding for infrastructure, deferred maintenance at universities, and water projects.
So this is an interesting, I don't want to say conflict, but it's a decision that has to be made every time there's extra money going around. How do our dollars go further? Do they go further by knocking out projects that are one-time projects, or do they go further by investing them into our future and not using them right now? I've always wondered about that, because you have to weigh things like construction costs never go down.
That's right.
So what you're not fixing today is going to cost you more to fix tomorrow.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's a balancing act. Obviously, we have the rainy day and the budget stabilization fund are there if we have lean times, so we can tap into it. But once you get to a certain point, you can make, you know, 2 or 3% interest with the money in the bank, mm-hmm. versus 10% you're paying on inflation on construction projects for every year you wait. And you look here in the Baton Rouge area, you know, we've been talking about all kinds of projects, like a new bridge, big projects that we just keep putting off longer and longer. Now, we're not going to build a new bridge with this money, but we can do some good things.
Got State Senator Franklin Foyle with us. I'm pretty sure you saying new bridge was the first time since the beginning of the session that we've heard new bridge. And remember how much we heard about it back in spring? I mean, early on this year, it was constant talk. It's just tabled.
Yeah, it's sort of been put to the side right now because there still is not a site that has been selected, which is frustrating, and it's really hard for us to advocate to move forward. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I'm excited about this. You know, I've talked about this before. The BUMP project is being revitalized. That's an acronym, BUMP, and what that project, you work with a private partner. It would be a toll. It'd be a new road. You would come in from the west side of the river, go to the old bridge, to go down Airline Highway and make express lanes in the middle of Airline Highway. So you could either use the outer lanes if you just want to be local and you don't want to pay a toll, or you could take the express lanes all the way to I-12.
Okay.
And so it's really, we had brought this project up about 10 years ago. There was a big engineering firm who made the proposal. And at that time, it got caught up in the politics of the Baton Rouge Loop. And the Baton Rouge Loop probably was never going to, and it never came to fruition anyway. But because of that, they were in conflict. But now this governor is behind this project. The capital outlay bill that I will have on the Senate floor tomorrow has a little over $1 million in it that we've dedicated to start doing some preliminary planning for this project.
From the bridge to 12, or is it just certain chunk within?
No, it would be on the west side, you know, around the Lobdell exit. You would build a new road maybe before that to go all the way over to the old Mississippi River Bridge crossover. And then you would, in Airline Highway, all the way to I-12, you could do an express lane. You already have the property. You don't have to expropriate property, so it's there. And if you do a P3, which is a public-private, you can get a private, from what we've heard, to pay as over a majority of the costs.
Wow.
So it's significant. And, you know, look, I'm not for putting tolls on existing roads, but if you want to create a new road and give people options, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and this would sort of act as, I don't want to say mini North Loop, but that's kind of where it would play out.
That's exactly what it would be. And because even if we build an old bridge, this would actually complement it, because the old bridge is going to be south of where the new bridge is.
You're right.
The current new bridge. Right. And so that really will help take traffic off to I-10, but it doesn't really help people who want to go on I-12. This bump project would be another option to get around the middle of Baton Rouge and to keep going east on I-12.
What kind of, just dream scenario, what kind of timeline are we looking at on that?
You're probably looking at 5 to 10 years from start to finish.
Okay.
And that's the frustrating thing. If we had done this 10 years ago, we would have this up and running, and that would be a great way to get around the city while we're doing all the construction around the Dalrymple Drive area, expanding the interstate.
And that's why this timeline question was specifically for that. And the if we had done this 10 years ago, don't you get tired of hearing that?
But that's why I think it's important the dollars that we're taking out that we're not going to put in the budget stabilization, these are excess revenue from last year and this year. So when you have the opportunity, you're not raising taxes. This is money, extra money that we brought in. Mm-hmm. If you can find one-time projects that improves people's quality of life, I'm supportive of those initiatives.
We've got State Senator Franklin Foyle with us. Okay, I've been teasing all morning that I was going to lead with the Constitutional Convention, and now here we are 6 minutes into the segment, and we haven't gotten to it yet, so let's pivot right now. HB 800 by Beau Boyer. Back before the session started, you and Beau Boyer were on a panel discussion together, and it was so well done. You, Beau Boyer, Melinda DeLatte, and I believe Neil Abramson were the ones on that panel.
That's right.
I was sold walking into the room. I was, singing the praises walking out of the room. I want this thing to happen. It passed on the House side, and it's just petered out on the Senate side. What happened?
Yeah, I'm frustrated. I, as you know, have been talking with you for many years now about supporting doing a constitutional convention. I think our existing document is bloated. I think it locks us or keeps us from being flexible with our finances because you have so many funds that are locked up in the Constitution. And so I really felt like we had the momentum with Governor Landry, who was supportive. He's the first governor I've served under who wants a new Constitution. Mm-hmm. And we were making progress. But I think with all of these special sessions and then trying to start a constitutional convention before this session ended was a little too fast for a lot of people. And I'll be honest with you, as much as supportive as I am of the constitutional convention, I had many constituents saying, hey, I think this is too rushed. Let's be thoughtful about this. And so that's has slowed things down. There's still an effort to get something going, but it will not be for a couple of months from now.
Which is fine. If y'all need to take a break, just get away from the Capitol for a little while and then reconvene to focus on just this, that's fine. But as I understand it, the way that the bill was rewritten or amended or whatever did exactly that. I mean, it called for a constitutional convention on August 20th.
Yeah, you're right. The bill as amended did allow to have the convention later mm-hmm. down the line and have some select committees study the process before. But at this point in time, it would need a two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate. It did pass the House, but I don't think the Senate was ready to do that yet. But there is talk right now about setting up a select committee over the summer to make recommendations. I think it's actually smart to do something like that and possibly look at a constitutional convention in August, not to do a rewrite, but to really revise the document and take out the bloated and make it less bloated.
Right. We've got State Senator Franklin Foyle with us. And when it comes to a constitutional convention being rushed, I don't think that there's a time where it won't be. You're either rushed or you put it off. It's like if you have a leak in your roof. You're not going to fix it while it's raining because it's raining, and you don't need to fix it while it's sunny because it's not leaking while it's sunny. But there's always a time for a need, but there's always a reason to put it off. With a constitutional convention, we're always going to have a need to put it off, and at the same time, it's always going to be pressing. Next year, the 0.45-cent sales tax potentially rolling off, and I will continue to say potentially until I see that come to fruition, but potentially rolling off, that creates a sense of urgency to say, I don't care if it's rushed, we got to get something done.
No, I'm with you. And people are always going to say it's too fast and we don't have enough time to do it because it's a big task, even to do a revision of the mm-hmm. Constitution. But you're right. If we're going to do it, we're going to have to set a date. Let's do a study before and let's go dig in and do our best to get something out to the public. And you also have to do a convention. Keep in mind the election cycle. So if you want to have something on this fall's ballot, Secretary of State said we have to have something completed by August 23rd to get it on the ballot.
Which I don't understand that one as well. If you had to have May 15th to know where your congressional candidates were, why is it August 20th? That's not a question for you. Sorry, that's my own separate soapbox. We got 1 minute left with State Senator Franklin Foyle. Oh, likelihood that y'all wrap up by tomorrow evening is what?
Not looking likely. We're going to take the budget bills up tomorrow in the Senate, but the House will probably need some time in the public to look after we pass the bills to see if they will concur. That's our hope. Mm-hmm. So it's possible, but probably go a day or two past tomorrow. We have to finish by Monday regardless.
Working through the weekend or reconvening on Monday?
I would guess we might take Saturday off and come back Sunday night and then finish up Monday would be my guess at this point.
He is State Senator Franklin Foyle. I always appreciate the time, sir. We'll get you back on after it's all said and done for a little postmortem.
Glad to be with you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Always.